Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call, doctor. And yeah, I appreciate your show. It's great for the America, or the public, rather. What I'm calling about is that I had a case of shingles in my head about 2.5, 3 years ago, and the after effects are still there. And I you know, just from time to time, I'm taking gabapentin one a day, 300 milligram, and I'm taking L-lysine, which I got at your store down there.
Okay.
And vitamin C. Now, I still get the effects of when I don't know when it's ever gonna hit, but it's like 1,000 ants in my head crawling around, you know, to the point where if I itch, then it gets even worse. So I don't know what you would suggest.
Well, I'm wondering, how did you happen to get onto gabapentin and not just use plain old GABA? You probably know that gabapentin is simply a patented takeoff on GABA, and GABA or GABA or gamma aminobutyric acid is actually made normally in everyone's brains, but like anything else, sometimes as we get older, we don't make as much as we did before. So did you ever try just the plain GABA, sir?
No, I haven't. I just was suggested this or prescribed this years ago when I first contacted the shingles.
Right.
Zoster. But well, so that's, I've never heard until you mentioned it, that they're just a straight product.
That's right. And it's on the shelf in every natural food store, and because it really helps a lot of people sleep. That's why. And it's at the Tama dispensary, and it's in your local compounding pharmacy. It sits on the shelf, and because FDA will come and get the manufacturer if they actually tell you about the research about GABA, nobody hears about it. We've got to take care of that First Amendment issue. But back to you, just plain old GABA. Now, stuff usually comes in a GABA, it says on the label, comes in a 250 milligram.
250 so far, milligram? Okay.
Yes, and so far, people tell me, oh, usually one is enough for me to sleep. There's the occasional person who needs two. It's a calming thing down also. That's what one of the things that nature does to help keep us calmer. And I do know of people who told me, though, oh, no, I had to back off from two. It just made me not only help me sleep, but I was a little too sleepy in the daytime, thank you. So You see, nice thing about it, sir, is it is possible to overdose, I suppose. But your body will tell you because it's something that belongs in the body anyway. And if there's too much of it, it'll
now
give
you
a
sleepy
effect.
Do you have this product at your store down there?
Yes, we do, as well as those other places I mentioned, sir. That's widely available. Now, here's a couple of other things. Let's see. What did you say brought this on? I'm sorry, I didn't write that down. What did you say brought this on?
The shingles,
yes. Okay, got it.
The shingles, yeah. The shingles
came back
2.5, 3 years ago, and it was just a severe case, and I couldn't even open my eye for about 3 months.
I hear you. Well, quite a while ago, sir, someone found that if they gave vitamin B12 and vitamin B1 in the same injection, and this is something that people can learn to do for themselves at home so they don't have to go to the doctors all the time and pay for the extra fee for the nurse to inject it, that sometimes that combination is remarkably good at helping nerves to heal themselves. That comes from Dr. Fred Klenner in North Carolina in the 1940s who figured that out. So you could check with your natural medicine doctor about that. Number two possibility is that for some of us, there's something you can just pick up and swallow called alpha-lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, acid. And that one helps, for alpha-lipoic acid. That helps, for example, with individuals who happen to have diabetes and their nerves are giving them problems, and it's called diabetic neuropathy. And very frequently, the alpha-lipoic acid will lessen that and occasionally eliminate it, but at least eliminate it, at least lessen it, excuse me. And the very last thing, sir, is, again, nerve damage like that. In 1980, researchers found that the substance made by our mom's placentas in very large doses would help to repair nerves that had been, excuse me, not just nerves, spinal cords, the whole darn spinal cord. If it was cut across in an experimental animal, and then they would put them on HCG injections, and nobody ever got hurt with those because we all took a bath in this stuff inside when we were inside a mom, that they actually regained function, and they could show nerves growing right back and repairing that fine spinal cord, sir, and I'm not kidding. I've had that in the newsletter. So anyway, there's a bunch of options. You might be thinking about checking of a doctor who knows their stuff in natural medicine just to help you with anything that might need injection, but the other stuff you can pick up at your local store.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I heard when I first contacted these years ago, is that someone came to your clinic and had a massive injection of vitamin C drip, and it seem to cure them. I don't know if it's too late for any effect on or any good out of that for me or not.
It usually is better when it's taken in the acute stage. Again, getting back to Dr. Klenner, those massive vitamin C drips can wipe out nearly any infection that there is throughout the body. And in fact, East Virginia University just revived that, and they found that people who have such a bad infection, it's called sepsis, and in the control group that got the regular treatment, 40% died. And the ones who got the high-dose vitamin C, guess what? 4% died.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as far as the L-lysine, am I doing myself any good taking those three times a day at 500 milligrams?
Probably not, sir. It's not that it's going to hurt you any, please. It won't hurt. But insofar as healing up with shingles, probably not.
All right. Well, that answers a few long-sought-after questions from you, and I've finally seen you were going to have a break on your show, so I appreciate your answers, and I'll be looking for a couple products at your store.
Thank you for calling, sir, and I hope that works for you. And like I say, if you find a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in all this, they may give you more options, too.